And so,
The only thing I can tell you is that I receive a letter from him almost every week wanting to do this project, wanting to do, he wants to do this project. He wants to do it rather badly, but I have constraints of my own. I would move to Carlsbad. I'll rent a place, live there, hire his assistant
No, but
or
we
his
can
guide,
discuss this in
and
person.
get
I
the thing.
promise this might get too confidential. I don't want to. What I'm saying to you is that a contractor of that nature of a human being would not. In fact, I think he was working for a year with you without compensation. I don't understand how anyone in the world, especially a developer, could put in a year on a project. Maybe he didn't have the hope that he was going to be able to pay his workers and his bills. And maybe that's what I'm saying. A $6.5 million project that we manifested is great on one end. But my gosh, there's another end, and we have to see both sides. A relationship, the ability to see the other person's pain, the other person's sorrow through the other person's eyes, not through ours. A good relationship, a good person will step out of their world, their money, their project, their and be able to see in the other person's. And if you can promise me that you're going to work on that, you're going to ask God to download that. You will see through the developer's eyes, and I promise you your project will get going. It will be successfully funded. It will have everything you want. All of your dreams are going to come true, but that is the core of your soul. And the lesson of the soul is that it's not always about what we want. Sometimes we have to look through, for example, having this baby. Is it what I wanted? I don't know. I was thinking I should have a baby at 36, but God wanted me to have a baby now in the middle of this program. I didn't plan this, but what does it mean? I have to see through the pain of my child as it's coming in. I have to shift my, canceled all my travels, cancel. We have to learn to relate to another and through their pain. And maybe you should have asked questions of him, you know, what was really going on in his head, because of mind power for success, I have the ability to not only see into people's heads, being a psychic and a telepath, I have the ability to shift it. I have the ability to work with them on that level. I know what's going on in Greg's head. So I'm not defending him or you. What I'm saying is, as your coach, I'm asking you to work on second chakra, the ability to look through the pain of another person's eyes. That developer was not paid for a year, and his livelihood, and that's all I'm going to say, depended on your decision that I asked you to make 2 weeks ago. And if you hadn't, I feel sorry for him. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what will go on in his personal life. I haven't spoken to him for several weeks. I feel his pain, and I pray to God that he gets enough money to pay for his family and his wife. The $6.5 million you got when you got that, a decision needed to be made to give him a retainer fee if you needed to continue with him or make a decision not to. It was a critical decision for his life. So he walked away,
No,
not because you were your father.
I just want to clarify, any contractor will work very hard, produce drawings, produce plans, produce, do everything, do all the legwork to get a job. Getting a job is just not an easy thing at all. If he did work
We
with
should
me.
work on this one-on-one because you won't understand me. You're coming from a different time, a different place, and a different mindset. You're not hearing me. You're still talking about job and working. I'm talking about a soul, another human being, compassion for him and his life. You still haven't heard me. I don't care about the $6.5 million or the money. You have to understand. I know people. I care about people. You have to learn to do that. You have to look past the job and the work and contractor. Any contractor will do that. That's a given. You can hire any.
Yeah,
But your life
exactly.
lesson, your soul's lesson here is to be able to see through that. Life on this planet will not evolve to a level of love and business where we take care of each other as humanity, as good people, if we don't think about paying people for an entire year and then when a contract comes in for $6.5 million, not cut them a check to help them to take care of their financial needs. It's unjustified. I'm sorry. I cannot agree with you. This is my desperate plea for your soul as an 80-year-old man coming back in this world to not have that karma, to be able to be upgraded, that when the timing of things needs to be considered differently. That contractor, I promise you, I've worked with him for 3 or 4 months, would be with you right now, and he would have seen the entire project through. We've talked about it at length. But it was a painful, painful learning lesson for him on my end. I'm coaching him too, so I know his pain. That's why I was there to help both of you literally for no money, because I understood the situation on both sides. I need you to hear me, and I need you to understand what I'm saying. I need you to pray on it. I need you to meditate on it. I need you to take it to heart. I need you to please understand. This isn't about a job contract or money. I promise you tomorrow, put a bid out there, you're going to find another contractor for maybe cheaper, and you might have the job done for less, and things will be going fine. That's not what I'm saying. Your soul had a lesson to learn with this person. That's why Robert Richardson and you had to pay 13 or 15 times everyone else, because of this lesson. It will come back in another way. We cannot make decisions that are one-sided on our project. We have to think about humanity. We have to think about the planet. We have to think about the children to come. We have to think about so much more. In your project, think about the people living there. Think about all the things I'm saying. Look on a soul, spirit. Don't look at money. If you want to have another $10 million, I promise you, you'll have it tomorrow. A private investor will cut you a check. God will give that to you if that's what you need. That's what this program is about, downloading the wealth we need. But that developer, if he didn't get paid for a year and he didn't collect any money from you in the last couple of months, his livelihood and his life, his lifestyle, his family was at stake. You need to think about these things. People can't work and hang out with you for months at a time or years at a time without getting any money and think that that's okay.
Yeah.
Tough lesson, but you got to learn it. Those children in India with human trafficking, we cannot help them if we don't have cash in the bank. It's important.
Yep, absolutely. That's what so we're doing. We are even opening a store here for people to come and provide us the rejected or unused clothes, shoes, furniture, and then on the other side, we'll sell it to people who can afford cheaper commodities.
So well, let's talk about that project. Let's talk about the humanitarian efforts, which I feel the right timing would have been in a week from now, from this call, for us to talk about making a difference in the world, that your project, that if you had built one of those units and we sold it at, let's say, a 50% profit margin, let's say we sold them for, you know, a few hundred thousand, or let's say we sold them for 50,000 even more than what we built them for, 10% of that is $5,000. You know it takes $30 a month to take care of a child in India, $300. You know, with $5,000, you could have saved a village of lives. I want you to think about that. I mean, what are we going to raise with donations from used stuff? Might as well go to Goodwill, right? I'm not saying no. What I'm saying is it's not wise. It wasn't the wisest, as my coaches would say, it wasn't the high-ticket item that would make the difference in the world. It wasn't cash in the bank and a system. Imagine, okay, let's say we decided to build apartments, and these apartments were renting, let's say, in the La Costa area for $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month times 12 months, because I'm an accountant. I'll do the math for you. So that's $36,000 for the year. Let's say we built in a profit margin of $100 a month into those. That's $1,200 a year for an extra profit. Of that $1,200 and all this money we put in, let's say we decided to take 10% of that money per apartment, and we're building about maybe 15, and we're making 10% profit on that. Can you do the math? Do you understand that if we had a recurring revenue stream for those children in those orphanages, that for the rest of your their life and the legacy of your name and your family history, those children would have been provided for eternity as long as those apartments are rented.
Absolutely. I've been calculating. I'm working on that too. I'm working on that aspect of the business. Sure.
You see this woman, this I don't know her name, that I will be meeting next week, this Persian woman, had a certain karma for not having things, money, and for struggling. I'm psychic, I'll read through you, and not having her needs met. And what you decided to do as the hero, you went in and you absorbed her bad chi and her bad karma, and now both of you are going to wind up in the same place if you're not careful. And none of those children will be serviced. Can you sustain those children? How many times let's say you pass away tomorrow. Let's say you're gone.
Yeah.
What is $25,000 going to do 100 years from now when you're gone? Do you see what I'm trying to say? You're thinking short term. Everyone in the world thinks short term. How can I make the next sale? That's that woman's karma. How can I raise $1 million? She's not thinking about it.
We are trying to create a foundation where the money will come into the trust, will be distributed as needed. So it's a long-term thing. That's what we're trying to create.
But here's what I'm saying to you. I am creating a foundation too, but you're still not hearing me. Recurring revenue. Maybe I have to say it differently. Maybe it means something to me, means nothing to you. Recurring revenue means passive income, money that goes in effortlessly. Maybe let's say you guys raise $1 million. And on an investment level, we get 10% rate of return on that $1 million. 10% would be $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year, there's $1 million sitting in principal. We'll pay this woman a salary of maybe $50,000 to $75,000 a year. Every single year, $25,000 goes to those children, $2,000 a month, effortlessly to run the schools. That is a system and a blueprint for success. What we do is when we jump ahead without a proper plan and properly knowing the blueprint for success, we will have what I call a one-hit wonder. Yes, we'll raise, how many charities are in this country that raise $100,000, $200,000, $5 million, and then they go bust. Then we already said that this woman doesn't have a job or income. She may be using some of that income. What I'm saying is let's think a little, expand the consciousness a little bit. Let's think a little bit bigger. Let's think long-term. Let's think sustainable, meaning money comes in even when you're gone. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying no to what your efforts are. I'm saying the timing was appropriate 2 weeks from now once your $6.5 million, can you imagine 10% of that going back to this foundation? All the world's problems would be solved if we had people of your gift, your stature, your talent, your spiritual nature learning what I'm trying to say right now.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different, but it is going to be what is going to be sustainable long term. So, okay, we raised $25,000. This woman is spiritually guided. She's coming to me because this is a vision I've had since I was 6 years old. She's not going anywhere. I'm here for you. I'm here for her. But as a coach, I'm going to help you, but I want you to understand where I'm coming from so that we're on the same perspective. I want you to think like me for a little bit, not like you. You wanted to help her. I agreed, but I don't think the timing was right. I'm trying to reiterate a point that timing with things are very, very important. You have to understand, if you're 80, if we have you for another 15 years, which is what I pray to God, you're here for 100 years, that would be great. If we had you for another decade or two, our world would be phenomenal, but you have to shift your thinking. You can't do what you've done in the last 80. You have to change it now. Right?
Absolutely, yes.
So I want to hear about the project, but I don't want to hear about you because I'm not going to take coaching from you for wealth consciousness because that's my forte, and I'm going to correct you. I'm going to upgrade you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to shift you because we have to learn in this age, going into the golden age of Aquarius, we're in group dynamic. We have to learn to serve and help each other. It's not about us and our project. It's not about the dollars. I know plenty of people that have tons of money and cash in their hands that cannot even do anything with it because they're old and they're dependent and they're not able to use that cash to do. Because the beings, the Andromedans that taught me, money has changed its vibration and its vibration has moved to service and what is good for Mother Earth and what's in the highest and best good. Cash itself has stayed the same, the dollar bill, but the vibrational energy of money is not the same. I have to upgrade you. I have to teach you. I have to show you. Otherwise, I'm going to watch one of your other projects fail again. And I'm not about to do that. So I'm going to have a difficult conversation with you just so that I don't see that failure one more time. Are we on the same page? Are we at least getting each other?
We're meeting on Monday.
Okay. So I want to talk about, I don't know if the call. Jonathan, how much time do I have before the program closes?
That lady's also coming with me.
I'm sorry, hold on. Jonathan, how much time before it closes?
We're already over time, but I think it's okay. You can just...
Is it going to shut us off? Do you know? Is the recording complete?
Is it 12:30 or 12:30? We're meeting at 12:30?
Usually the call... I'm sorry, Rand. Please stop talking about yourself for a moment. The program will shut off, and I had another person, Quincy, to interview. Give me one second, please. Jonathan, do you think we'll be able to record, or do you think that, we should end it here? I don't know.
Last time it actually let us go over. I think it should be okay.
Quincy, are you on the call? I'm sorry, Quincy. I know we went long with Ram, but are you on the call by any chance?
Yeah, I'm on the call.
Ram, if it's all right with you, I'm sorry. You know, I really would like at least a few minutes
sure.
with Quincy because
sure. Go ahead. Good luck.
It's important, and we're meeting on Monday in any case. And like I said, please remember to pay your people and pay people their value because the value proposition is very important. And think about that up front, and we'll talk on Monday. So, Quincy, I just want to know, and thank you so much for your patience. If I don't get a chance to have a full, conversation like I would like with you, let's say we get cut off. I'd love to have you in the final, the next call. And by then, hopefully, we'll have your company name like we have Rick's and things like that and have all of you guys talk a little bit about that. But I do want you to talk to me about the very first day when we started. You started out with, in a way, I remember those days, you make $9 an hour and that you were really grateful to be in the program and you were just looking for an opportunity or a new way to do things. And I just want to know about your journey, where you have come so far.
Sure. And I'll just try to keep it simple and short. I've just been working for $9 an hour. I've been looking for a new way of viewing things. And I really felt like I was just in a rut, and my perspective was very limited. But in doing this program, especially looking at my gifts and what I had to offer the world, and especially hearing you talk about the vibration of money and how it's changed and how being of service to other people is really where it's at, I've been looking for my gifts and what I can do to offer and help the people around me. And in doing that, my life has changed so much. Really, I've been using my spiritual practice, yoga, tai chi, and meditation as a building block for everything else in my life.